As we continue with our half century of progress reports on this Saturday afternoon, we've caught up with Rich Eisenman from First Farmers Bank and Trust. Rich, looking forward to tonight's tractor pull, I understand.
Hey, we're looking forward to it too. I got three of my five children here with me, the three boys we call them, and we're hoping to have a good show tonight.
You guys looking forward to the pull?
Yeah.
All right. What do you like about tractor pulls?
The smoke.
Ah, that's a good answer. What about you?
Probably watching all the old tractors.
Be a lot of old tractors in there tonight. They do a good job of mixing them up.
They really do. They have good show here every year, and every night they do. You know, they do them every night, you know, different sanctions and all that sort of thing. And they got antiques, and then they got the big boys running and with all the power and the smoke. And it's cool. Whatever you like, it's here.
And it, as you mentioned, it is a sanctioned poll, so these guys are vying for points.
Yeah, they're vying for points, so they're in it. They mean to be here, and they want to win, so they do a good job there. And you know, I've been in this thing, and you know, pulled in A's, and my dad's in a pro farm class, and they're all good friends too. You know, so it's a lot of fun to see them and watch them and be with them.
They have a circuit they travel as well, don't they?
Right. You know, a long time ago there, about 20 years ago, we were running, like, I think, 36 nights a summer, but it seems like it's backed down a little bit, you know, waiting on parts and things like that. But a lot of money goes into those things. And just like these tractors that are here, these antiques, they call them, there's a lot of money wrapped up in these. When you come out and see these tractors and the trucks and the different pieces of equipment, these guys got a lot of time and a lot of money wrapped up in there. And it's really neat to see. It's like walking right back into 100 years ago.
And you think about the expense these guys go to. Some of these guys are from New York, Florida, all over the country.
I've heard that. You know, I think you were telling me that yesterday. I talked to Marcy. She said that it was one of the bigger shows. It just keeps growing and people coming from all over. And we've got a friend that's got a daughter getting married here in Fisher, Illinois. Nobody can find a hotel room, you know, because everybody's staying here. And then next week's the Farm Progress Show. So some carry over from that. So yeah, it's a fun time, and this is just fantastic. I mean, you'll never see it all in just one afternoon.
Oh no, we encourage people to buy a multi-day pass for here because it is so big. There's 400 acres of fields and then 100 acres of concrete, so 500 acres total.
And then you can watch steam engines, and you can watch diesel power, and you watch them plow, and you watch them combine, you watch them do all these other things in between, the threshing, and then, you know, again, like the wagons and the trucking and all how it used to be. It just trips my trigger. I love coming here.
Did you get to see any of the cat demonstrations?
No, as a matter of fact, I've only been here this afternoon with the boys here. We had baseball games this morning and we got practice football last night. You know, it's all over the board. So we haven't done much. We kind of got here just a little bit ago. Hopefully we can catch everything before everybody starts shutting down.
Yeah, the Caterpillars are, I think they're going to be having some more demonstrations here yet this afternoon. This is 100 years for them.
It's incredible. 100 years, you think about that. My house is 110 years old or something, and I look around it, you know, and I think, man, that's a solid square building, and, you know, that's a good idea great-grandpa made, you know, when he put the ceiling so high and all that. And then you look at some of this equipment, you know, like one guy said to me in the field today, that was the X9 of 1925, you know, and how that was better than what the guy had before. And here we are now, we're like, holy cow, everybody'd stay in college or join the Army if we had to farm like that, you know. So.
Yeah, and it was a lot of hard work back then, if you think about it. They didn't have the air-conditioned comfort that some of these cabs have got today.
No, when the guy was telling me, he said when there was a little box that you could put in your combine cab that made heat. It wasn't a heater, but it made some heat, took that chill off. He said that was an advancement unlike any other, you know, probably like air conditioning. You know, they got a lot of guys going by and they were combining and all that. They had their door open. And then the cabless tractor guys plowing, you know, those guys, it was great going into the wind. Yep. But when you were going against it, it would have been a mess, you know. So anyway, these boys, you know, me, we love driving around in here and eating all this dirt. It's fun. My father-in-law is in his upper 80s, and I brought him here the last show. And he was just silent for quite a while. Then he wouldn't stop talking, and my dad had one of those, and we used to do this. And you know, I know a man that has farmed with horses, and I know him when that was a luxury, you know? And he came here and just, I mean, it looked like he was 8 years old again, you know, pointing and looking and getting out, and he can't really walk, and there he is. And you see that a lot. There are a lot of men, especially men, that are walking around here looking and getting out, and you can just tell there's stories waiting to come out.
There's all makes and models here. You'll find it from, you know, Ellis Chalmer to the International Harvester to Farmalls, you name it.
You know, there's every color you can dream of. There's a purple tractor here, I guess, that somebody modified and made a 980 out of there.
Yeah, tweaked the motor a little bit. It used to be a 990.
Anyway, it was a first place tractor to pull, I think, one time, maybe even.
We have done that before with it. It is exciting. And, of course, I know that you like the 4020s, and there's quite a few 4020s here.
My dad was a deer man since he got out of Vietnam, and so I'm deer, and I worked at a John Deere dealer, and the paint just sparkles a different way for me, but 4020s, the 6030s, and even the cab tractors later on. It's so neat to see how that used to be, and I remember as a kid, I was born in 72, so I remember these things when my dad had, you know, he plowed. I was telling the boys there was a 4020 out there with one dual on, one dual off. I said, that's how my dad plowed.
Yep.
And I remembered, you know, I didn't think of it until I saw it. And I think that's what's the magic of something like this, is guys don't really think about it, but when they see it, it just, a whole flood of things come back to them.
Absolutely. And as memory serves me correctly, that was one of John Deere's top-selling tractors, I believe, the 4020 was.
Yeah, that's right. And it's still probably the best tractor they ever made, really, if you want to know. I mean, there's a lot of tractors, the 4020s, that are still being used on farm today. Yeah, the narrow fronts, wide fronts, up top, down low, the whole bit, you know, and you just can't hardly beat it. It's a workhorse.
Well, before I let you go, so you guys can get over and enjoy the tractor pull, let's talk about some of the crop conditions that you've talked to guys. What are they thinking about this fall? I mean, do the corn crop and bean crops look pretty good so far?
I think that's kind of depends on where you are, Dave, because there's guys that are telling me this could be one of my better corn crops. There's guys saying, well, my bean crop's going to be average, but it's going to be good or whatever. I guess there's talk out here that these John Deere dealers are pricing X9s because guys think they got a lot of corn out there and they want to add to their fleet. So I think it's across the board, but then you start talking about rain. We've had some. My dad and I were talking at the Iroquois County Fair in the middle of July about spraying corn. And he said, well, if it rains, we will, but if it doesn't, there's no sense. Well, then it rained, and so we did. But now they're talking southern rust and some mold and some other things that are moving in that spraying was too far ahead of. So yeah, we've got big report, I guess, if you want to call it that, their report, but I think it's going to be kind of spotty, and you're going to have places where they're not going to have very good corn, they're going to have places where it's going to have phenomenal corn. You know, you have beans, you know, and some guys say, well, you know, I've seen a lot of pods on short beans, and there's some short beans out there.
Yeah.
Well, then a man told me, he said, I've got sudden death in my ponds in my beans. Well, that only grows, you know, so all of a sudden we could have some late summer, early fall issues that show up that it might take that top end off there. You know, guys are already talking about tip back. We're going to have some cool weather, which will help. But early on, it was hot, and it didn't cool down at night. So then the corn didn't take a breath, and so then that stresses it. And, you know, they want you to, even the guys that make the seed, want you to plant it in perfect conditions and grow it in perfect conditions in order to get their numbers. Well, we haven't had that, really. And so some guys have had too much water. Some guys haven't had enough. Some guys want to rain today. Some guys we don't need anymore, you know. So I think, and that's all within half an hour drive. It'll be one of those things where all of a sudden you'll hear 220, 240, 180, 190, and just hope that you're the guy at the top.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It will be a variable crop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be one of those deals where, well, when I was at John Deere dealer 10, 15 years ago, you know, you still had to set your combine. Now they do it automatically, you know, you just go through the field and it does it, but you know, had to set it, and it was tough because you know you'd be in a part of your farm where, you know, your beans were in the 60s and 70s, and then you get over the hill and then gee whiz, now we're down in the 40s and 50s, and the corn was the same way, blowing corn out the back, and then you couldn't keep it in. And so this year is going to be like that. I feel like it could be like that in a through.
Well, you and I both have been in a combine where you can see that yield monitor just going up and down depending on what part of the field you're in too,
and then moisture. So last year we didn't do a lot of drying, which is great because Mother Nature did it. And then now this year, with these cool weathers or cool temperatures in these next couple days and then some rain, well, is the corn going to dry down? And the guys that sprayed it, It's going to last a little longer. So now are we going to spend money on drying? And we're only getting 385 coming out now, and it's probably going to go down, they tell you. So now how much is it going to cost me to harvest this crop? So we got a lot of variables going on here yet. I feel like we're in the second inning of the game here still, you know, because there's so much that's going to happen.
We really won't know for a couple of months.
No, we won't know anything. And then, of course, in the January reports, the one that drives the market, I think, for the next 10 months and for the 10 months before it, you know. So that's the one that's going to matter, and we'll just see where we end up, I suppose. This year it's anybody's guess, I think.
Well, I know you there at First Farmers Bank and Trust, the staff like yourself, you understand agriculture. You live it and you breathe it. So you can relate to those guys when they come in and talk to you.
Right. And, you know, some guys get more nervous than others, and then there's others that don't even care, you know, and you got to kind of work them, you know, them through these things. And I've had some conversations with some of my guys. I feel good about everybody that I'm working with, where we're at and the way we do things and our programs that we have and the plans that we do. But, you know, like at our bank, First Farmers Bank and Trust, we've got all kinds of different ways to help guys out, even if they do get in a bind. Right. And so, you know, we're a large bank, but yet we're community driven. So we have tools that maybe other community banks don't have that we can stretch out that time to let the stress ease and then get the guy back on his feet.
They can talk to you at Hoopston or Oakwood.
Yeah, I work both places. I keep hours in Oakwood on Wednesdays and Hoopston the rest of the time. We've got other lenders up and down Route 1. We're looking to grow in Illinois. Our bank is structured out of Indiana. We're all over in Indiana. So if you're an Indiana farmer, you know, look us up here. We can do some good for you.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us this afternoon, and you're ready for that tractor pull.
Right, Dave. I appreciate you, too. You know, it's nice to come and see you all the time, and we always get along real good and talk and get to say some things like that. I appreciate the way you support our bank, and our bank does some good work for some things that you're involved with, yep. Like this show at Rantoul. It's a wonderful show. It's every other year. It coincides with Farm Progress. For those of you who've never been here, you have to come out, put your money in it, bring your gator, bring your golf cart, whatever. I mean, you can't walk this thing. It's 400 acres. I mean, you can only walk from here there and eat two sandwiches and have to go home.
So if they don't get a chance to come out yet today, they can come out certainly tomorrow and enjoy the final day here. And then, of course, we'll have a day off, and then the Farm Progress Show starts.
Right, and then you're right back in it again. And then it's a great deal, I think, the way this is run. The deal here at Rantoul, you can see the way it used to be. And then you go to the Farm Progress Show, and this is what's coming. And you can see, you come here first, then go there. You can see, wow, look where we were, yep. Where my dad was, where his dad was, and then look where we're gonna go, where my son's gonna be. You know, Wade here is 12 years old, and in 20 years, if you think about what happened in the last 20 years,
yes.
Can you imagine what this kid's gonna look at when he gets out into his, you know, I don't even know if he'll go into a machine shed anymore, you know? It'll just be something completely different. I'll be in my 70s, and if I'm like my dad, strong as a bull, I'll still be in the way.
Well, you guys have a great time tonight, Rich.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate the time.
You got it. Rich Eisenman joining us from First Farmers Bank and Trust here at the Half Century of Progress Show. Still have time to come out and enjoy the tractor pulls tonight. If you can't make it today, one more day here in Rantoul at the National Aviation Center. $10 to get in, and everything else is free except for your food. So you're going to take in all the field demonstrations, everything else that's going on here, all for that $10. We'll be back again tomorrow with more reports from the Half Century Progress Show in Rantoul on WITY.